Okay, what do you feel is the worst thing you can spend your money on? You could text us this morning at 92925. Yesterday, I realized what that thing is for me, and I need to make an effort not to spend money on it moving forward because it bothers me every single time, to be honest. Good morning. It's Nikki in the morning show. Sam is off, so it's Nikki and Mark and Kim. Kim, what do you absolutely hate spending your money on?
First thing that comes to mind, Kocheck.
Oh, well, we haven't had to do that in a year, so.
Second thing that comes to mind?
Yeah.
Tampons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, so, okay, see, I would prefer tampons, feminine hygiene products, for sure, because at least I feel like I'm getting something. It's something I get to take home, right. I get to put in my bathroom. I can understand the coat check a little more, but are you the type to then carry your coat around all night so you don't have to pay it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And then they force you to check it, and then I get even more mad.
You're supposed to just bite the bullet once in a while and have a couple of drinks.
No.
And we haven't had to do coat check in like a year
or two,
so yeah.
Plus, I don't go out. So.
Yeah, yeah. Even pre-pandemic.
Right.
Mark, what do you hate spending your money on?
To me, it's anything extra for delivery, like Uber Eats or extra. I will drive like up to 45 minutes to go pick up whatever it is, then have to pay the $4 or $5.
45 minutes and like spend the money on gas. Like you might be spending
$4 of gas. You're not spending that much on gas. I can't.
Hey, Dad.
That's exactly not ordering Uber Eats. I'll get it.
I understand all of the time. I will go out and pick up food if I'm ordering it. I don't order in a ton. Not all the time, but there are some times where that like $4 delivery charge plus the tip is so worth it when you don't have to go out of your house. And when I see that person show up and it's like minus 40 and I'm like, you've earned every penny of this. Let me pay you. All right. Here's what it is for me. I realized yesterday, well, I've known this for a while, but yesterday I was like, you really need to do better. It is banking fees when you're withdrawing money.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
It's also something that has, of course, been happening a little bit less during the pandemic because we're using cash less, but once in a while I need it. Got a pedicure yesterday. I wanted to make sure that I had a tip for the person who's just gone back to work after so long. And I watch it when they say this will cost you $3 plus whatever your bank charges. I'm like biting my tongue.
Except,
but there are actually banks banks where you don't have to pay these fees. I think right, like you can. You pay them?
Yeah, I pay a ton of banking fees. It's
crazy. I think the machine charges you depending on. Like if it's affiliated with a bank, and then if you've got a good plan, your bank might reimburse you.
Oh, no, my bank's not doing that. Scotiabank is not not reimbursing me over here. Let me tell you. And it's like to the point where I'm looking. Okay, I'm going to this area. I'm going to Saint Laurent. Where is the closest Scotiabank so that I can use my actual bank? And there's not one close. You do that
for sure. I'm with TD. I will not. I need to find a TD to have no bank.
Okay, you're so anal with these things. He'll drive 45 minutes to save $4.
But I'm not paying $3. To take out, you know, $40 or $50.
I know. You just have to sometimes question how much your time is worth. Yeah, you know,
is it worth
my time and my sanity? Like, am I going to go out of my way to try and find the Scotiabank banking? But anyway, so I'm going to try to do better with that. But I realized yesterday it just irks me every time I see it come out of my bank account. Mm-hmm. I checked my bank account this morning. I see that $3 charge and I'm annoyed because I don't have that $3 in my pocket. What is it for you, though? What's the number one thing that you despise spending money on? Text us at 929-925. We'll tell you what the top answers are for Montrealers coming up in just a few minutes, okay? So I mentioned that yesterday, I guess I made a bit of a late New Year's resolution to stop paying so many bank fees when I had to withdraw money. I wanted to get tip for a pedicure. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I think of all the things I spend money on, that $3 bank fee irks me more than anything. Just about anything. So we asked you on our text line at 92925 what kind of things you cannot stand spending your money on. This was actually the number one answer we received. Tommy, what is it for you?
Parking. I cannot stand paying for parking. And nobody does, right?
No, nobody wants to pay for parking. Now, will you do anything you can to try and find a free spot?
All the time. I'll go around and round and round, 10, 20 minutes, and then if I cave in, after a while, I'll just pay for it. Unfortunately, I guess we all have to, right?
That would drive me nuts. I bet you Mark does the same, though.
Mark, do you? Probably.
Yeah, he's shaking his head, absolutely. Do you use the app when you park downtown?
I do not. Okay. Actually, I'm old school, so I'll just keep looking around. I'd rather feed the meter with my own money than go running around back outside and trying to find an app and go on my phone and stuff like that. So you know what? I'll do it the old school way.
You know what? Do it the old school way because there's actually a small fee to use the app as well.
There you go. There's another fee. There you go. There's something else I hate paying for. Always fees.
I hear you. Tommy, thanks so much for listening.
You. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. And we've got Steve here from Vaudreuil. Steve, what do you hate spending money on?
Good morning. I cannot stand spending money on garbage bags.
Oh, yeah.
That's a waste of...
Yeah, it's so true. You might as well just throw the money right in the trash.
Literally.
Well, think about it like this, Nikki. This morning, I work for a landscaping company, and we have a shipment of a pallet of garbage bags coming in for the summer. I'm literally going to write a check for $1,427 today that is going to go in the Enviro connection bin that's sitting in the back of my...
Oh, that's really annoying. That's painful. Yeah. Tell me, do you buy the cheap bags for home?
Well, no, we got to buy the industrial because, you know, some of our customers, you know, they don't have bins and stuff. So we have to make sure that while the bag is waiting for collection or if we have heavy construction, they have to be secure, you know, because Lord knows if that's cheap, we have a problem.
Steve, you're out here spending money on designer garbage bags.
Gucci is the best. Huh?
Gucci, the number one. Steve, we love you. Thanks for chatting with us. Have a good day.
Bye.
Sheila said buying something online and paying crazy shipping fees. I've done this before. She said she'll sometimes buy $50 worth of extra stuff that she doesn't need just to get the free shipping. Yeah. Been there. A lot of people saying the lottery as well. Spending money on the lotto. I can understand that. Also, credit card interest and taxes. I don't think anyone will disagree on those things. Nope.